Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Alex Caravan, a sophomore who's led a pretty charmed life as a UConn Husky since he got on campus. Alex, what was it like to see your name first on the selection show?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's a huge accomplishment to get recognized as the first team getting announced. And it's really a reflection of how well we did during the regular season and this past week during the postseason in the Big East. So then it's just, you know, how much work we've put in. So it's really a true accomplishment. We couldn't be prouder.
Does it matter to you guys as a team?
No, it doesn't matter to us at all. It's cool being the number one overall seed, but at the end of the day, there's 60-something other teams that want the same thing as us. So really, we just got to take it day by day, and really, it starts with Stetson on Friday.
So, Alex, does it feel different from a year ago as the defending champions, whether it's how teams approach you, whether it's your knowledge? How does it feel compared to last March?
I think it's a mix between we're definitely excited, and like the experience that the returners have is going to be super important for us, just knowing what we've been through last year and what we did last year, and just really trying to lay it down on what we want to do this year and just follow our experiences. But I really think the target that we have has been on our back since the season started, and really since really when coach started to take over and really bring UConn back up, just from the standard that this program had on both the men's and women's side, and then just how successful and prestigious this program has been throughout the years.
Alex Caravan is with us from the UConn Huskies, number one overall seed and defending champs, of course. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Do you wish you had a dollar for every time someone asked you about defending your national championship?
Yes, I'd be a millionaire.
Right, and all the times that people have pointed to Florida in 06 and 07, I can imagine. But you mentioned it's not like last year where you were maybe sneaking up on people a little bit. You weren't a favorite going in. This is completely different where you can't hide from anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting a lot of hype, and definitely a lot of people are talking about back-to-back for us since really the beginning of the year. And, I think it's cool just to see what the expectations are and what the standard is for us. But we know that we got to take it day by day and stay with the process. And really, like I said earlier, the target's been on our back for a while now. And we're UConn, so that should be what's expected of us, to go back-to-back and always compete for national championships. So we just got to be ready for it. And I think we've done a great job this entire season of really being ready for every team's best shot against us.
So let's talk about the Big East Championship. You beat Marquette in that final. And for people who only saw the final score, maybe didn't realize how the game went the first, say, 7-8 minutes. Man, what was that like sitting there on the bench or being on the court, just being part of the team, and it's 2-2 for like 7-8 minutes?
Yeah, it was crazy, I'm not going to lie. I think for the game to be that low scoring, I mean, definitely fatigue was a factor, being our third game in 3 days in such a physical league. And then, but really, it was impressive from both teams just to stay with the defense and have so much trust in their defense and not let the offense affect what they're doing defensively. And it was one of those grinded out games. And then later in the second half, we were able to pick it up offensively. We really figured out what to do.
When your offense is clicking the way you want it to or performing the way that you want it to, what does it look like, Alex?
Really, it all starts with how unselfish we are. We really see the offense start clicking with just passing up good shots or great shots, and our team loves doing that. We love just creating shots for one another, and we really don't care who scores. It could be a balanced game or a couple guys could go off, but as long as we win, everybody on the team is happy.
You guys have played on some pretty incredible stages, obviously, but to win your first Big East tournament title since 2011 and do it at Madison Square Garden, that's got to be up there in terms of atmospheres and experiences as a basketball player.
Hell yeah. I think playing at MSG, it's always special. It's the most famous arena, and just, I think it's my favorite arena to play in. And yeah, I know it's up there. I'm not going to lie. It's up there. We're just blessed to have such a great fan base that comes out and supports us. And they really made the Big East tournament feel like a home game for us with the UConn chants and just the UConn support. So, I mean, just cutting down the nets in general is always a blessing, but to do it at MSG in front of the best fans in the world, it's definitely unique and something I'll never forget.
So why? Why your favorite arena to play in?
I don't know. It's just like everything just seems different there. The lighting, the sound, the fans especially that UConn brings out. And really, I think that's what makes the Big East tournament so special. It's just what MSG provides with all the Big East schools coming in with their fan bases. And you really get a blend of, you know, both schools playing. So I think it's just the most special arena.
You guys finished on a high note, but it wasn't that long ago that I remember your coach talking about the fact against Creighton had lost in a way that you didn't expect, wasn't something that you were used to. Going back to a couple of these losses that you've had, because there's only been, what, three of them, when are you all vulnerable?
We're vulnerable when we don't stick to our identity. It's when we don't play defense and we don't rebound. If we don't do those two things, then we'll get blown out like we did at Creighton, or really just not play our game like we did at Seton Hall in December. So really, if we don't defend, we don't rebound, we don't stick to the game plan and what Coach Hurley has instilled with us as an identity standpoint, then, you know, things could really go sideways for us.
Alex Caravan of UConn is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. How much does it matter that you have played against a bunch of other really good teams, not just in your own conference, but even going back to North Carolina and a good game against them? Gonzaga is back in the tournament again.
Yeah, it means a lot for us. Just knowing that we have confidence and that we've gotten big-time wins against some other big-time programs. And really just looking back to what we were able to do in the non-conference standpoint, and that's, and you're playing all non-conference teams now in the March Madness. Really just excited about that and just excited that we were able to execute against some of the big-time teams and just carry that momentum and carry that experience into, you know, big-time opponents coming up.
So your first season, I know you redshirted when you first got there, but your first season results in a national championship. Then you guys win the regular season this year, haven't in what, since the turn of the century, the tournament as well. You're going in as defending champions. I don't know, Alex, I'm not sure too many people have had a better experience in college hoops to start in their first 2 years.
No, I mean, I'm still processing it just because yesterday was the Big East Championship. So I'm really still processing all the team accolades that I've been able to be a part of. And it's really just all such a blessing just being able to win a conference, regular season, and tournament. Then, of course, the national championship, which we all want. So it's really a true blessing. And it's something that's always going to stay with me and always just stick with me. And I can't believe it, to be honest.
Your teammate Donovan has really kind of taken this season and put his stamp on it. What stands out to you about how he's grown as a player?
Yeah, a lot. I think he's become way more physical, and he's really just learned how to use his size against other dudes. I mean, there's not many people in college basketball that are 7'2 and can move as well as him and just, you know, really impact a game as much as he does. And what he does for us offensively and defensively, it's so valuable for us, and we really wouldn't be in the position we are without him. So really, he's just understanding the game so much better. He's defending at such a high level, but really just the way he moves on offense and defense, I think that's just what makes him so unique.
Yeah, not many people that you can stand next to and feel kind of short, huh?
No, not at all, but he's one of them for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm in awe of people that tall. Basketball seems so much easier for people like that.
It really does.
So you mentioned being a little fatigued in the Big East tournament, the way these conference tournaments are set up. And I'm sure you've seen how many top seeds got ousted, and definitely conditioning becomes a part of that. As you go into the NCAA tournament, what's the feel with your team, whether it's physically, mentally?
I think the feel will be great for us. Our coaches, they always do a great job of making sure we're physically ready physically and mentally ready for the opponent. We'll definitely be physically ready through our practices, but mentally we'll definitely be there too, which is how much film we watch, starting with Stetson, and then mentally getting the refs on the court with what they like to do and just actions and breaking down what they do. So really, I think we'll be ready to go, and I think we're blessed to have, you know, 5 days off right now before Friday. So, you know, we'll definitely take some time off, and then during practices, our coaches will manage properly, and then I think we'll be anxious to get out there and play another game soon.
Before I let you go, what's different about your team you didn't have or you didn't feel a year ago?
Oh, that's tough, I'm not going to lie. But I think this year's team, as hungry as we were last year to compete for a championship, I think this year's team is hungrier just from the returners coming back, what we experienced last year and that feeling that we felt after winning the national championship. We all want to feel that again, and we want the new guys to experience that as well. And just really winning back-to-back is a feeling that we want so desperately. So I think how hungry we are, and then a lot of the new guys on the team, they're freshmen, so they saw what we did last year, and they want to experience what we experienced. And they want to make their first year of college basketball strong and really just start on the right foot. They can build on their careers from a national championship and just continue to add more accolades.
And, of course, there's that healthy fear. Nobody wants to be a one that gets upset by a 16, though it's happened now twice in the last, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we saw it last year with Purdue and then a couple years ago. Virginia. You know, I know our coaches will be ready. We'll get us ready. We'll definitely be ready just from, you know, every team that got their name called today on Sunday is a really, really good team. So we know how good Stetson is. We're not going to take them lightly.
Well, congratulations on being the number one overall seed, but mostly getting through another year, Big East tournament champions, being healthy and having this great opportunity in front of you. It's good to talk to you, Alex. Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.